It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Attorney Gloria Allred claims there is another sex video of R. Kelly with underage girls. Allred says a client has turned a tape over to law enforcement that appears to feature the R&B singer sexually abusing underage girls. The guy, Gary Dennis, says that he doesn't even know the singer personally and he doesn't know where the tape came from, but he said he found the video while cleaning out a collection that he'd had for years. Dennis said that R. Kelly was telling them what to do and what to say on the video. It appeared he was in control of the camera. In addition, he was engaging with these children in sexually abusive acts. He appeared to be in command of the girls and they looked as though they were saying and doing what he told them to do. This is Gloria describing the tape.
They assume that the girls were underage because they were not fully developed.
And was he the only man on the tape? Or who you suspect?
He was the only man, meaning R. Kelly,
yes,
was the only man seen on the tape.
R. Kelly has also just been released from jail again, this time after paying his child support. He owed his ex-wife over $161,000, and sources say he got the money together from a benefactor. R. Kelly is still facing 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse in Chicago, multiple federal investigations, and sexual misconduct allegations. Here's a clip of him leaving jail.
I promise you we're going to straighten all of this stuff out. That's all I can say right now. I promise you.
Anything to your fans? Anything you'd like?
I love my fans.
Justin Bieber is asking for support and prayers as he's been struggling as of late. The singer took to Instagram over the weekend and wrote, "Been struggling a lot, just feeling super disconnected and weird. I always bounce back, so I'm not worried. Just wanted to reach out and ask for you guys to pray for me." He then thanked his followers in advance and finished by saying he's been facing his stuff head on.
That's good for him, because I mean, that sucks that he's going through that, though, but at least he's being open about it, and hopefully that means his friends will know that he needs their support.
Chance the Rapper and his fiancée Kirsten Corley got married on the weekend in California. The Grammy winner and Corley tied the knot on Saturday at a resort in Newport Beach. But according to their marriage certificate, they've actually been legally married since December 27th of last year. The couple eventually started dating in 2013, briefly split in 2016, and got engaged at a barbecue on July 4th of 2018. They've got a 3-year-old daughter together.
That's awesome.
And Elton John announced that he will release his first and only autobiography later this year. He posted a video announcing the news on Twitter with the caption, "My life has been one hell of a roller coaster ride, and I'm now ready to tell you my story in my own words." Elton said a lot of books have been written about him that haven't exactly been truthful. His book will be released in October, but the title hasn't been announced yet. That is the garbage.
Let me enjoy the piano being tinkled. What song is this again? Sweet. Speak, poor child.
Tiny Dancer?
Tiny Dancer, is that what it is?
Yes. Sure.
It's not Rocket Man. Yeah, it's Tiny Dancer.
Candle in the Wind?
No, I think it's Tiny Dancer. Tiny Dancer! No, this is Tony Danza, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.